5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is Elizabeth George. Time is a perishable. You can let it slip through your fingers, wasting it, or you can redeem it by making right choices.
Making Right Choices. Welcome to a New Year's special with author Elizabeth George, heard daily on her radio feature, A Woman After God's Own Heart. It's her passion to bring God's Word in a way that will change your life. And a great place to begin the new year is Making Right Choices.
If you've never kept a journal, I would highly recommend you start one with this new year. Since before I was a young teenager, when my parents gave me a diary complete with its own lock and key, I've kept a journal. And to this day, I have certain dates I transfer each year to my new calendar. My wedding anniversary, birthdays, even the dates when Jim and I moved to a new home or location. And then there's the monumental date, the date I became a Christian. But there's one other day that was utterly life-changing, August 21st, 1974. It was just another Sunday afternoon, but on that particular one, Jim and I sat down together with our little ones napping, and we each wrote some significant lifetime goals. We'd been a Christian family for only a few years, and we were loving our new journey with Jesus. We were so excited, but we felt that we needed to get a better focus on this amazing new life in Christ. So we prayed for God's wisdom and guidance, and then set some general and specific goals for our growth and for our family, and especially our service to God. From those few hours on that lazy Sunday afternoon, we formulated a set of goals that we've each operated by for more than 30 years. I have to admit, my goals have never changed. As we defined our purposes and wrote out our objectives, we began to simplify our focus in life and whittled it down to our activities to fit into the targeted areas. And these many years later, we're still focused on those same goals, those choices we made so many years ago. To live with purpose means to focus your heart, time, your energies, and your priorities. It calls for taking advantage of each day, not only to help others, but also to prepare for future ministry. Then, when ministry choices present themselves, you'll find yourself ready. What can you do today to prepare for the opportunities waiting for you? Pray over it, then do it. It's difficult at times for us as Christian women to know our purpose. There are just so many voices shouting at us, aren't there? And each one presents us with a choice. But God's Word makes our purpose completely clear. His voice rises above the clamor of the opinions and advice others have for you. The good news is that God doesn't ask us to do 1,000 things or even 100 things. He only asks us to focus on essentials that help us fulfill His grand purpose for us as women who love Him, as women who love and serve others, and who reflect His heart to the world. Titus 2, 3-5 gives us that list. Be godly in your behavior. Be truthful and kind in your speech. Be disciplined and self-controlled. Be a teacher and encourager of good things. Be devoted to your children. Be discreet and wise in your actions. Be chaste and pure inside and out. Be focused on your home. Be kind and good to all. So what are you struggling with or facing that calls for better choices? In these minutes we have together, I'll share some steps you can take to live out your choices God's way. One timeless principle, a choice you can make right now, is to know your priorities. And God is to be your ultimate priority. Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all the other things in your life will fall into place." Give God your early time each day before the family is up and the day along with your time gets all used up. This is so important, and it has choice written all over it. Give him your first time, the first fruits of each new and glorious God-given day. If you're married, your time with your husband is next in importance. It was said of the woman in Proverbs 31 that she does her husband good and not evil all the days of her life. Your children, they're your next priority. Your time with your little ones during those growing up years go by so quickly. But don't miss out on that season. And don't stop giving time to your children after they leave the nest. Don't stop with your children. Your grandchildren need as much of your time as you gave to them. And what about your parents and your sisters and brothers? You've already gone through a lot together in the growing up time. So keep in contact with them if it's at all possible. Make them a significant part of your life and your children's lives as well. And this just may be the hardest priority of all. It's difficult for so many women, finding time and taking time, choosing to take time for yourself. I'll give that just a second to sink in. As difficult as it is to admit it's okay, it's crucial if you're going to bless others. You need the rest, the rejuvenation, if your desire is to reach out to others. 2 Peter 3:18 says, "Be sure you grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." And without those times of pulling aside, those times of getting off by yourself, spending time with God, you can't possibly be there in ways you choose to serve others. And to do that takes some planning. Spend a short time every day thinking and praying about not only today, but tomorrow. Plan your day. What can you eliminate from your life at this particular season that's not a priority? Making the choices you need to make for change. The call is yours. The rest of your life is ahead of you, however long that may be. So make sure you're living out God's plans during those minutes and hours and days and years. Manage your life God's way. So pray. Pray when you get up. Pray when you plan your work, your day. Pray that your work will bless the people you work with. Then pray when you're done. Prayer sweetens and empowers every task, every goal. Then, as Proverbs 16:3 says, commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. With your prayer life up and ready, make this the year you choose to invest in your husband, in your marriage. So let me share 10 principles that we found for a better marriage. And guess what? All 10 require a choice. Number 1, work as a team. Teamwork in a marriage requires you and your husband to take up your tandem roles of leading and following. It makes a marriage work. 2, learn to communicate. Communication is tricky on any level, often more so between a husband and wife. But keep in mind, communication with your husband isn't like talking with your sister, mother, or your girlfriends. Pay attention to time. When's the best time to talk? Pay attention to tone. What's the best tone of voice? I love Proverbs 16:24. It works for both of you. Pleasant words are health to the bones. 3, enjoy intimacy. It's a gift from God. 4, manage your money. This area of finance creates an opportunity to practice patience, to grow in your trust in God, and to keep good communication with your spouse. And it sure helps if you're content. It enables you to go a long way in the money department. 5, keep up your home. The condition of the place you live in, it sends a loud message to friends and neighbors, to say nothing about your own family's comfort. 6, raise your children. It's a subject that can be an issue of potential friction, especially if you're in a blended family. The goal is to know what the Bible says about child raising, talking it over, and agreeing on a plan. 7. My favorite, make time for fun. Make it a point to make time for fun. What's fun for you and your husband? Talk about what you enjoy doing together, then do it. 8. Serve the Lord. Nothing is more healthy for a couple than serving the Lord together. And even if your husband isn't a believer or isn't interested in church, there are things you can do together for others that will bind you closer as a couple. 9. Open your heart and open your home in hospitality to others. It's a great way you can demonstrate Christ's love to all who enter your doors. And 10, grow in the Lord. The greatest influence you can have on your marriage is to choose to grow spiritually. As you grow in the Lord and as a wife after God's own heart, you grow in the support you give your husband, in your availability to listen, to encourage him, and even to give wise counsel. Even if you have a difficult marriage or a difficult time, your growth in the Lord will give you the wisdom to handle those problems. Read these scriptures that I'm giving you over and over and memorize them and put them in your heart. Ecclesiastes 4:9-10. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. Ephesians 5:33. Let the wife see that she respects her husband. Do you see the choice in that verse? And 1 Corinthians 7:3 is a husband's choice. Let the husband give to his wife the affection due her.
More with Elizabeth George on Making Right Choices in just a moment.